Flight Entertainment. What's up, y'all? We're getting into our throwback Brawl of the Monster Thursday. And this one, I think the title is Flip, right? It's not Godzilla. Yeah, it's
King Kong
versus Godzilla. Gotcha. it was released June 1963. Now, here's the song that was released in 1963. And I'm going to look into this a little more because this is interesting. The top song of 1963 was... it's called Sukiyaki from the artist Kayu Sakamoto.
That was the number one US song?
Yes. Yeah. It was. Yeah. Yeah. No BS. I looked at the Billboard charts. That's, yeah.
Is crazy.
Yeah, I mean, wow. I mean, good job for listening to diverse music outside of America, America.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to have to, we will find that song and post it on our Facebook page because yeah. I've never heard of it.
No. Oh, I mean, when you hear the melody, you're like, oh, I know what this is. Because I know an American version, I think some American artists did like an English version of the song. Okay. Yeah, and I think it's a black artist that did that. But yeah, no, it's a beautiful song. It's a very beautiful ballad. Yeah.
A song that people are probably more familiar with. Was number one the week before and that is It's My Party.
Mm-hmm.
I'll cry if I want to.
Cry if I want to. You would cry too if it happened to you.
Yeah,
definitely remember that one. It was in many song movies in the 80s and probably early 90s and stuff like that. So yeah, and then we were blessed with this, you know, Clash of the Titans in 1963. Okay, well,
this movie was released in the United States in June 63 and actually came out in 62 in Japan, because this was a Japanese movie that was then dubbed over in English for American audiences.
Yes. Okay, so we talked about Tuesday with the new Godzilla vs. Kong, the kind of plot, subplots with the humans, things like that, you know, with the father or the son. I'm not sorry, the daughter can try to get to the father, but you ain't know why. Okay, so what I really like about this particular narrative device in this old movie is
brilliant.
Yes, speak upon it, gentlemen.
It's a newspaper and television station funded by a pharmaceutical company are looking for sensational stories, so they go to Kong Island, they discover King Kong's island and the natives that live there. They capture him and bring him to Japan, where he escapes. And all of this is being done on the news feed for the television company to make a shit ton of money for the pharmaceutical company. And it is just all brilliant because they don't have to show all the effects of Kong getting from like his island to Japan, or all the people traveling. They're just showing little snippets of the scenes like you would in a news story. And it's brilliant. It's so simple.
Yes. Yes. KISS. KISS. Keep it simple, stupid. I mean, it's such a simple like plot device on a human narrative within this movie. Like, you know, it cuts away to this Tucker Carlson looking like white dude you know, that's kind of give me the lowdown of like what's happening. And it would be like, oh, what's going on in Japan? And then there's like a correspondent in Japan. I'm like, well, what we have so far is .. Godzilla is rising from the ocean .. Back to you. I mean, it was, I don't know. It was, like you said, I agree. Like, it was so brilliant. It was simple. It gave you exposition. It gave you like the trajectory of the two monsters, what's happening. It's almost like sports commentaries. It kind of gave you like the play by play that I really loved about this movie.
Yeah, and it also reduced the amount of special effects that they had to use using the newscasters as the storytellers.
Yeah. Yeah, I wish they would have done that with the new version. That would have been amazing.
Yeah, yes. They need a new version that does that. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, we don't need to follow, you know, the humans on the ground game. We need to kind of have more of an eye in the sky commentary or exposition of what's going on, which is what this movie had in 63. Yeah, very, very funny, very tongue-in-cheek, very hilarious. And then and I was amazed how much I was laughing at the human, at least like the Japanese, like, you know.
Oh my God, the puns in this movie were fantastic. Oh,
so funny. So funny.
Like, my favorite is, I hope he doesn't make a monkey out of us. Referring to King Kong when they bring him to Japan. I was like, oh my God, yes, bring on the puns.
So good. Yeah, you know, and then, you know, they get to the island, like, you have this hilarious cast of characters. You have the leader of, like, I think the Japanese corporation, whatever it is. It's like, okay, I want my own monster. Go get Kong to fight Godzilla. He had this, like, ridiculously big mustache and, like, the overbite. It was very kind of Mr. Magoo-ish. But I mean, but there were so funny, you know, just like their interactions and like the Looney, kind of like the Tex Avery Looney Tunes element of it. It's like, okay, so guys, let me give you kind of like a breakdown. So they have Kong on like this big kind of like, was it like wooden, like a wooden, like boat? Well, when they were like shipping them over to fight Godzilla.
Yeah, I mean, basically like a wooden platform type of thing. Right. You know, for the modern thing, modern movie that we reviewed on Tuesday, they used aircraft carriers because Kong is supposed to be like 330 feet tall. Yeah. So he would fit on an aircraft carrier.
Right.
But for the 63 movie, they just had a wooden platform that floated.
Right. So, yeah. So it was interesting seeing this movie. It's like, oh, okay. So in the new movie, they kind of honored certain scenes and certain things within the 63 one that they did in the new one, which I gave them props on. That's pretty cool. All right. So now this ship that's towing Kong have what is it, the dynamite kind of, what you like, you push down on the lever, almost Acme style Looney Tunes,
the giant red button.
Yeah. You hold like the lever, you push it down, and then I was like, oh, this is so Roadrunner. Wile E. Coyote is amazing. And the leader, you know, the leader was like, oh, you could like accidentally like holding it or like was about to, you know, kind of lean on it. And they're like, no, 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 leave it alone. Like, don't do it. You're going to blow up Kong. You're going to blow up Kong.
Yeah. I mean, when you're carrying around monsters like that, it's important to have a self-destruct button.
Yeah. And that was their self-destruct. So they pretty much rigged explosives all around the wooden, you know, pulley, if you will, that Kong was sleeping on, just in case he go crazy. I mean, that whole sequence, I'm like, wow, Like, someone has been watching a lot of Looney Tunes and just put that in this movie. Like, bravo. Yeah, like you said, it was innovative that what this button do, you know? You're like, no, yeah. don't press the button. No. And also, within this movie, when they get
when they first go to Kong's Island, we don't see it so much in the Godzilla vs. Kong that was released this month, but we do see in Skull Kong Island that was released, I think, in 2019, 2017. There's some homages in that movie to this as well, that when they're on the Kong Island, that there's all these other creatures. And in this movie, King Kong versus Godzilla, we get to see some giant octopus attacking the locals.
Yeah, big ass octopus. can we acknowledge how cigarettes bring people together, other nations, other, you know, everyone's life? If you have a pack of cigarettes, you're okay. Okay, just imagine in Return of Jedi when Princess Leia come across the Ewok, and it was like a language barrier. She, you know, Ewok was like, had the spirit, like, you white woman there. But she pulls out some food. She's like, hey, you know, look, it's food. It's good. In this movie, they pull out a pack of cigarettes. And the natives are like, oh, this is awesome. I wonder what cigarette company like threw some money behind this movie.
Agreed.
That was another, like, this movie is so funny.
so we bring Kong to Japan for the, whatever new story the pharmaceutical company is hoping to have. And Godzilla is not happy about it, and so they go after each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, Godzilla pretty much throughout the movie have his, like, ass handed to him most of the movie. Godzilla kind of beats him down a lot in this movie. Like, damn, Godzilla. I mean, damn. Like, Kong don't really get shit on Godzilla. Until he, like, figures out how to fight him, which is what? Okay. Oh, no. Okay. Lightning have to hit Godzilla, right? It was like, oh, you know, when lightning hit him, it's like Pat with the spinach. It's like he's gonna, you know, get super strong and, you know,
yeah,
fight Bluto. Yeah.
Because his interior nuclear heart gets powered through the lightning and electricity when it hits him. So you have to keep him away from those things.
Right. And then, right. And then, because, and also they were saying, if Kong gets struck by lightning, like, he start getting powerful again. Because remember, like, Godzilla was, like, burying him under rocks, and then, like, one of the Japanese, like, people were like, oh, lightning is coming. Like, you know, wait till Godzilla get hit by lightning, and wait till Kong get hit by lightning. When Kong get hit by lightning, you know, he gonna, like, it restores his strength, you know, like, I didn't know that lure, but whatever, like, cool. Like, I'm down. As long as he can get up and fight again, it's all right. Good. Yes. Yeah. So ultimately, Kong, you know, gets the best of Godzilla. You know, they fight in between, like, this big building. And it crumbles in slow motion, and, like, yeah, and get the body slams Godzilla. Godzilla's like, ah, I get you next time, gadget, next time. And then he get into his, like, jump in the ocean, and he kind of floats away. And, like, oh, Godzilla. Now, King Kong, you know, defeated him for now, .. you know.
Right, yeah. So I think they had planned on making another movie, but they just never got around to it.
Yes. All right, so highlights. What you get?
I mean, the puns were fantastic. So for those, for anyone that hasn't seen the original Godzilla movies, they don't use stop motion, like claymation animation. This is way before CGI. So it's grown men in costumes, a giant monkey outfit and a giant Godzilla outfit, rolling around on the ground, fighting each other and crushing model sized buildings, which for the like special effects they're using, it's kind of brilliant, these two costumes that they used. The King Kong one's a little absurd, but I mean, amazing.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah, and you know, and it's, and you appreciate movies like that back in the day where it's like time and effort, you know, into these miniature, like these buildings and, you know, these towns, you know, these tanks and stuff like that, that will ultimately be burnt, smashed, you know, stuff like that. You know, it's like, oh, you're building all this stuff up so meticulously for, you know, a guy in a suit to just like step on and like punch the rubble. Yeah, you know, like the craftsmanship of the miniatures. That, you know, you appreciate, you know, before they start like getting stepped on and stuff like that. Just to sell the scope and scale of the air quote monsters that's towering over, you know, the little puny vehicles and buildings and things like that.
Yeah. So going back to your conversation, like your description of the final fight scene between Kong and Godzilla. Apparently, I mean, in the movie, it sort of looks like a draw, where Godzilla wins. There was a myth that in the U.S. version that Kong won, and in the Japanese one that Godzilla won. But it's really that Godzilla wins in both of them. There was no difference between the editing. But in the 1980s, the film's producer would declare in an official book that the outcome was actually a draw. So neither Kong or Godzilla wins. So they can fight another day.
Interesting. Is that kind of reinforced in the scene in the new versus Godzilla? Yes. Now remember, like, you know, on top of it, they kind of having a shouting match.
Yep.
I was like, you know, they're kind of like talking to each other, and then Godzilla just like, oh, and he kind of just got off of Godzilla. Yeah, I mean, I wish they had subtitles. It's like what the hell are they like yelling at each other about? It's like, we're on the same side, motherfucker. I'm like, oh, but you hit me. You hit me first. But you hit me first. No, you hit me first. Dude, stop. We need to get over this. Mechagodzilla's gonna come beat our asses. We need to chill, dog. All right. And so, like, that Godzilla just kind of like looked at him and came up and kind of walked away. So, you have anger issues, dude.
Yes, we need that. This is also the first time that King Kong in any movie has ever held up a woman with dark hair, and the name of the woman in this movie was Fumiko, and she was like the sister to one of the army people that was like helping direct the battle, and some ridiculous subplot. Don't care.
I would love to go. I'm gonna go on record to say that I love this actress. This actress is everything to me and more. Okay. With she sells it. Like, it's rare that like an actor just like owns the scene and just do what that actor needs to do, no matter how it looks. Okay, remember when she was going across the water? She was just like flailing her arms everywhere. Even like, but she could let that purse go, but she was still kind of just like flailing her arms everywhere, just splashing around like she about to faint, but she not really fainted, but she about to faint, but not really. I think I'm gonna faint. No, I need to just keep walking, but no, I think I need to faint. No, I'm gonna keep walking. I mean, her performance is second to none. Like, I'm gonna find a snippet of her performing, I'm gonna upload it because she was amazing. I remember Chris was like, what you laughing at? I'm like, this woman is amazing. Like, she's just flailing all over the place.
Yeah, so she was a Bond girl. Did you know that?
I had no idea. That, which makes it even more awesome. Which movie?
Yeah. She was in You Only Live Twice.
That's a Connery joint, right?
Yeah, yeah. Nice. It was released in 67. She played Kissy.
Ooh. Nice. See, you know, God bless her, you know. She was amazing. Oh, yeah. Lord.
Now I feel like I need to go watch that movie.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I'm definitely going to watch that. I want to see if she was flailing around in the James Bond joint. Oh, I wonder if Bond did like an open-handed slap and she was flailing around after the open-handed slap. Yeah. Well, yeah, we'll revisit that. Yes. All right, so what's our stuck on a tarmac review? I mean, okay, rating.
So, ass on the sofa, watching it with the family, cleaning the house. You'd rather do something else, but don't mind having it on in the background or going outside and taking on Godzilla.
This is a sit down, damn it. To me, okay, this is a follow up. It's like, this is a good bang bang. It's like, I would say, watch this first. And then soon as it says the end of the 63, fire up the 2001. I mean, yeah. I mean, it's like, hey, it's a good double feature. So
And like, this is, I think this is what, an hour and 30 minutes, and the other one's only an hour and 50 minutes. So, like, you have a good double feature for Friday night. This is on YouTube. You might be able to find it somewhere else. I watched it on YouTube. Mm-hmm. So if you have a smart TV, you just pull up YouTube, search for King Kong versus Godzilla, and make sure you do the English dubbed version so that you know what they're saying.
Yeah, even though when you watch the scenes with all Japanese people, you see the kind of the badly dubbed almost like a kung fu flick, but whatever, we were raised on kung fu flick, so we know how it looks and we forgive them for that.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah, so there you have it, guys. It's Kong. Is it Kong versus King Kong versus Godzilla? This one.
This is King Kong versus Godzilla because okay. King Kong is brought to Japan to take on Godzilla.
Yes, King Kong versus Godzilla.
Whereas in the 2021 Godzilla versus Kong, Godzilla is hunting down King Kong. So that is the. In my mind, that is the difference between the two.
Exactly. Yeah, but you definitely you have a hell of a lot more humor in the 63 version. Yeah, you know, it's a movie of its time. You know, just sit back and enjoy the craftsmanship of the miniatures and, you know, and the fun of it.
Yes.
All right, so we will see you guys on the flip side next week. Until then, we'll wish y'all safe physical distancing and
get your shots and wear your masks.
Yes. Peace. Thank you.